Limoud Durban on the line today. Yesterday we did Cape Town. Today we're switching over and we're going to Terry Pillemer of Limoud Durban. Terry, thanks for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Hi, it's so good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Are you guys excited about Limoud?
We are currently in the middle of our Limoud. The doors opened at 2 p.m. We have sessions running every hour from 2:30 until 9:30 tonight. And yes, the excitement is real.
Oh my goodness me, I didn't put one and one together. Absolutely. It says right in front of me, Durban, 20th of August. And what do you know?
You got it.
Today is the 20th of August. Okay, yes. So if I forced you to tell me the four events that you would most like to attend at Limoud Durban, what would they be?
Sure. I mean, I've been sitting with people who are, you know, you arrive at a Limoud conference and you get the program and there's this vibe where everybody's sitting with the program and trying to decide how they're going to choose between all of the sessions on offer every hour. And I can tell you there's a lot of excitement around Leon Fenster, who's speaking on the Hidden Torah of Leonard Cohen. Lahav Harkov, who is a political correspondent, who's going to give a look behind the scenes of the Israel war. Israel at war is what she's called it. The wonderful Gilla Fine, she's released a book called The Mad Woman in the Attic, and she is a lecturer at Pardes Institute, so highly regarded presenter. And I mean, that's just a few off the top of my head. Benji Lovett is a comedian. People are excited. Someone was just saying to me, I've been following him for years. I can't believe I'm finally going to get to hear him live. So that's a few.
Without being a cynic about this, are there any Jews left in Durban to attend Limoud?
Not a bad question, I gotta say.
The numbers are
dwindling. The numbers certainly have dwindled over the years, but they come and support Limoud. It depends on who you ask. They would give the number of Jews and Derbs at about 1,500.
You kidding me?
1,500. Wow. Yeah, we got 130 people at our conference today, so it's not a bad ratio.
Oh my goodness me. I'm going off topic a little bit here, but this is really interesting for me. Just the whole COVID semigration coastal move, did that not increase the population in Durban at all?
I really think it should have, because Durban is an amazing place to live. I grew up in Joburg and I studied in Cape Town and I moved here 20 years ago. And I am filled with gratitude every day to live in such a beautiful place. And just the lifestyle here is exceptional. And I think that people around the country really should consider it as an option, especially the North Coast, like Umhlanga, Ballito, Izinga. The numbers haven't really skyrocketed, no.
1,500, my goodness me, that's like the size of a school in Cape Town or Joburg, I suppose.
Yeah.
I've gone so completely off topic, this is just insane, but I can't help but ask the question, what do you do in January, February, with that awful humid heat? How do you survive?
You wait for the winter, which is just so mild and lovely.
Okay. All right. I suppose that's a very good answer. You go somewhere else. Just getting back to Limoud, because I need to. Most controversial, most wacky, most off the wall event happening today is what?
That's an interesting one. I don't think that this program of ours has anything controversial, to be honest with you.
Joking.
I think that there's a huge array of presenters. We've got social media content creator who goes around the world and has just been traveling between Joburg after the Limoud this weekend. He was telling me he went all the way, I don't know, all through the country asking people questions and making content. So that's Yirmiyahu Danzig, and you should check him out online. And I think that he asks really pressing questions. But it has just such a beautiful program, and it's all positive and interesting and enlightening. And I honestly don't think we've got anything that's going to scare anyone.
Okay. Sounds like Limoud is losing its edge just a little bit, because boy, oh boy, in the past, it used to definitely do that. All the...
Well, look, I mean, you'll have left and right and yes, in between. You'll yes, have people with, yes, with views that may be different to your own, but I don't think that that should frighten anyone. I think it's dialogue and opportunities to just, you know, introspect and ask space. Questions. Yeah, yeah. But it's not... certainly in Derbs, we also do have quite a conservative community, and I don't want to scare people away and put anything on the program that's going to ruffle too many feathers. But as you say, Limwood is Limwood, and there is a space for that too.
We're going to leave it there. Good luck for the rest of the afternoon. Wish I was there. Who knows? Maybe next year. But thank you for talking to us.
That would be wonderful. We would love to have you, and anyone around the country who wants to join the Limwood road trip. I mean, Joburg to Durban to Cape Town, along with these incredible presenters. We've got 17 internationals who are here in Durban and many more who do Joburg and Cape Town. So it's really well worth trying to get to a Limwood if you can.
Well, we're going to leave it there. Terry Bulimer, thank you for being with me this afternoon.